All right, everyone, get ready for a deep dive. And you know, this one might seem a little unexpected. We're going deep on self-belief, and believe it or not, our source material is a blog post from a crypto gaming platform, X Empire, of all things.
And what's really fascinating is the timing of it all. This blog post dropped right as X Empire finished up their mining phase, which is a huge collaborative push in the game. Kind of makes you wonder if they're trying to send a message, you know?
Yeah.
Passing the torch of belief or something like that.
Yeah, for sure. Like, hey, we just did this massive thing together and you can accomplish amazing things too. And they get straight to the point. No fluff, just bam, self-belief. It's the foundation of it all, any success. Whether your goal is huge or super small, doesn't matter. Believing in yourself, that's got to be step one.
It's more than just like blind optimism, though, you know, it's deeper than that. This blog post, it describes self-belief as trust, trusting in yourself, in your ability to face those curveballs life throws at you, to learn from when you mess up, and to come out even stronger.
Right, like you fall down, you get back up, but you gotta believe you can get back up again.
Exactly. And they even lay out, get this, 5 actionable steps to develop that unshakable confidence. Surprised me, honestly, how practical and down-to-earth they were, especially for something coming from, you know, the whole crypto gaming world.
Okay, so let's break down those steps. First up, start small. They use the example of, well, starting a business, but I think this goes way beyond just, like, entrepreneurship. It could be as simple as, I don't know, finally tackling that personal project you've been putting off, or finally learning a new skill. It's about proving to yourself, hey, I can set a goal and then actually achieve it. It doesn't matter how small the goal is.
And that's actually where I think the X Empire connection makes a lot of sense.
Yep.
And think about those players. Back in the mining phase, they weren't like crypto royalty right from the get-go. They had to figure it out as they went. Right. Mine those early resources. Deal with setbacks.
For sure, it wasn't about getting rich quick. It was about putting in the work, learning how to win the game, and slowly building up to something bigger. It's like that indie game developer. I can't remember their name.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't that the one they, like, spent years on their game? Like, nobody's really backing them up. And they got shot down by, what, like a million publishers?
Exactly. Everyone kept telling them, it'll never work. It's too out there, too ambitious. But they never stopped believing in what they were making. Just kept getting better and better and boom, huge hit. Just goes to show, right? Starting small, even if it's just little by little, it can lead to something incredible.
Makes you think about like all those famous creators, you know,
Game
devs, writers, whoever. They all had to start somewhere. They had those early struggles, those doubts, just like we all do. But the thing is, they held on to that self-belief even when things were rough.
And speaking of obstacles, that kind of leads us to the next step. Don't fear mistakes, which, easier said than done sometimes, am I right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's human nature wanting to avoid messing up. But the blog post, it brings up a really good point. Everybody makes mistakes, especially when you're pushing yourself, trying something new. It's how we learn.
Yeah, it's like that classic Edison quote, right? I haven't failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work, or something like that.
Right.
All those so-called failures, they brought him closer to like inventing the light bulb.
Exactly. And if you think about it in the context of X Empire, like imagine you're a player, you're trying out a new strategy for mining. You take a risk and it blows up in your face. You lose some of your virtual stuff. It'd be pretty easy to just be like, well, forget this.
Oh, totally. Especially in the moment, right? You just want to give up.
But the thing is, those setbacks, they're actually like golden opportunities to learn. This blog post, it's all about analyzing those mistakes, figure out what went wrong, and then like course correcting. So in X Empire, that could mean what, tweaking your mining strategy, teaming up with more experienced players, or maybe just trying out different tools. It's that whole process of learning and adapting, that's what gets you to that expert level, you know, in the game and in life.
I love that. It's like those failures, they're not really failures, they're like stepping stones. And you know, that actually reminds me of another thing the blog post mentions. It's about surrounding yourself with positivity.
Oh yeah, for sure. The people we spend time with, they can make or break our self-belief. And this is huge, especially with gaming. Those online communities, they can be super powerful.
Oh yeah, big time. Imagine those ex-Empire players back during that mining phase. They probably leaned on each other for support, right? Swapping tips and tricks, maybe even a little healthy competition just to push each other further. That kind of positive energy, that sense of community, I think it can make all the difference, especially when you're trying to stay motivated, achieve something big.
Totally. But the opposite is true too. If you're constantly surrounded by negativity, you know, people doubting you all the time, it's going to be way harder to believe in yourself. It's like that saying, you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with.
So true. Makes you really think about who you're letting into your life, you know? But even with amazing people around you, it's still so easy to fall into that trap of comparing yourself to others, especially like in the age of social media.
Tell me about it. Everyone's always showing their best selves online, right? It's like everyone's highlight reel 24/7. Makes it tough to stay focused on your own path. And that, I think, is why the next step in this blog post is so important. Work on self-acceptance.
Yes. That one really hit home for me. It's about recognizing your own wins, right? Celebrating those victories, even the small ones, and really honing in on what you're good at, what makes you unique. Your journey is your journey. Doesn't have to look like anyone else's.
It's about like tuning out all that outside noise and just listening to your own inner compass. So for X-Empire, that'd be like celebrating what you achieved in the game. You know, no matter how it compares to other players, maybe you finally figured out some crazy mining technique or teamed up with others to achieve a shared goal. Those are wins worth celebrating. It doesn't matter what anyone else is doing.
Exactly. And you know, when you really think about it, that whole self-acceptance thing, it's basically another form of self-belief, right? It's like believing in your own worth and not needing anyone else to validate that.
That is such a good point. You totally nailed it. It's that quiet confidence that lets you be true to yourself and what you want to achieve, even with all the distractions and doubts swirling around.
Okay, so we've covered a lot, but there's one more step this blog post lays out. Develop your skills. Now this one, on the surface, seems pretty straightforward, but I'm curious to hear your take on it.
Yeah, I get it. Seems simple at first, right? But I think there's more to it than meets the eye. Practically speaking, yeah, it's about putting in the work, getting better at whatever it is you do.
So it's not just like checking skills off a list. It's about, I don't know, embracing that whole journey of constantly learning, right? The more we push ourselves, the more we learn, the more confident we become in our ability to like handle whatever comes next.
Exactly. And it all circles back to that X-Empire thing, right?
Yeah.
Think about it. Those players during that crazy mining phase, they had to constantly be adapting, trying new strategies, figuring out the game as it like literally evolved around them. I bet that constant learning, those little victories they had along the way, it probably made a huge difference in their self-belief, don't you think?
Oh yeah, totally. Being able to look back and see how far you've come, like, wow, I learned a ton. I did all this cool stuff. I bet that just fuels your belief in yourself. Like, okay, I can handle whatever's next.
It's like this awesome feedback loop. You know, your skills grow, your belief in yourself grows right along with it. And then because you believe in yourself more, you're more likely to take on bigger challenges, learn even more, and achieve even greater things. It just keeps building and building.
This is making me think about all those inspiring people the blog post talked about, like J.K. Rowling, Steve Jobs, all those folks who did incredible things because they, you know, dared to believe in themselves, believe in their vision. It's easy to put them on a pedestal, but they were all beginners once, right?
Absolutely. They had their own doubts, their own setbacks, just like everyone else. What made them different was that they never lost sight of their own potential. Remember, like J.K. Rowling, she got rejected by a bunch of publishers before she found someone who got it, who got Harry Potter. Steve Jobs, he had his share of flops before Apple became, well, Apple.
It's like that Richard Branson quote stuck with me. He said, success is more than just luck. You have to believe in yourself and bring your ideas to life. That's when others start believing in you too.
It's so good. That's the thing about self-belief. It's kind of contagious. When you're confident, when you're passionate, it rubs off on other people.
Yeah.
Like your own self-belief creates this ripple effect. It starts to influence everyone around you.
Yeah. It's like you become this magnet for opportunity. You know, the blog post, it ended on a super high note, like go forth and conquer. And while that's awesome and all, and I think we can maybe leave our listeners with something a little more, I don't know, down to earth, but just as powerful.
For sure. Like self-belief, it's not a light switch you just flip on. It takes time. It takes effort. You got to build that muscle, you know. Those five steps the blog post talked about, they're not just a one-time thing. They're like tools you can use every day to really cultivate that belief in yourself.
So listener, wherever you are in your own journey, remember just like those X-Empire players coming out of that mining phase, you've got this. Your journey is just beginning. So what's one small thing you can do today to like boost that self-belief? Maybe it's dusting off an old project, tackling a challenge, or just taking a minute to appreciate how far you've come. Remember, believing in yourself, that's the first step to achieving anything amazing.